your rushing to get the ball moving forward. 28-12, right here before the half, 28 seconds left. Screaming Eagles are the one losing, and they're trying to score right before half, and they get the ball back. All right, wide receiver left, quarterback shotgun. Motion left. Ball hiked over his head. Hudson gets it, keeps the ball, goes up the field, finds his lane. Is he going to get in the end zone? Fights to the guy, and it's going to be short. No, it's called a touchdown. Screaming Eagles able to score off a broken play. The ball went over his head. It fell down. Hudson picks it up, runs straight. He basically, like I said, patient running, following his blockers, able to juke his way up the field and powers through a defender for a touchdown. Screaming Eagles showing they have life. Scores now 18 for the Eagles, 28 for Hurley as they're getting ready to go for two. All right. Wide receiver right, quarterback in shotgun, and the running back, I believe, is Derek Vaughn. Ball hiked. Hudson keeps the ball, goes up the gut, and gets it in the end zone. Your score is now 28-20 as the Eagles have brought this back into a one-score game. Wow, 17 seconds remain on the clock, and I say I'm still scared. as the Hurley North Stars have scored from 65, 80, and 84 yards out. So I feel like it doesn't really matter where the play's going to go. I would almost tell my kicker, kick it out of bounds, we'll have the ball at the 40. But we'll see. We'll see what we have here. Eagles just got to hold strong here, going to half, knowing that they are trailing only by 8 points. But we'll see. There's still 17 seconds left in this game, and there are some fast kids on this field on the North Star side. We're looking at Devin Soltis, Jack Rowe. These guys are fast. All right, just waiting for the kick. As number 55, Norson Rodriguez, is getting ready to kick. Waiting for the ref. There's the whistle. And here we go. The short kick, and it's going to be fielded at the 49-yard line of the North Stars. Short, short squib kick. But the ball's on the ground, and the North Stars just fall on top of it. So no return. Step one complete. Step one complete. All right.
Hurley will take the ball at their own 44.
All right. Scores 28-20 with 17 seconds left in the half. North Stars have the ball and the lead. Here we go. Screaming Eagles.
At the start of
halftime. Looking to play. Get this game into half, be within one score. All right. Three, okay, let's see how that set is. Two wide receivers right, two left, quarterback and shotgun. All the corners are backing up for the Eagles. Is that a false start? False start. Okay, so the ball's going to be pushed back to the 40, excuse me, it's going to go from the 44-yard line to the 39-yard line. I can do math. 17 seconds still remain here. Pretty soon here, we'll be hitting the halftime show. After when we eventually get to our commercial breaks and we get back, we'll be looking over the halftime recap for both teams. And then after that, as we enter the second half of the halftime show, we'll be looking at the keys to success in the second half. And that will be coming up a little bit later here on Trail Mix 103.1. Before that, we got to finish this half. There's 17 seconds left. Hurley has the ball. First and 15 at their own 39. Two wide receivers left, two right. Timeout. The last timeout has been taken by the Screaming Eagles. So they did have one. Hey, surprise! We didn't miss one. I told you we would find out. Excuse me. And so with that, there's no timeouts for Schwamigan anymore. And I think basically the thought is, hey, they're coming out with a four wide receiver set. They're going to throw it deep. Do not let Do not let them behind you. Although I am probably Prevent's biggest hater when it comes to that style of defense, I do think there is a deep cover three or cover four you can play while still bringing three-man rush to rush the quarterback. The goal is to have him throw underneath and tackle him in bounds. That's the goal. The Hurley North Stars have timeouts, and so we'll see if they can keep it going. I mean, I'm with Hurley here. Like, in the thought process of, like, we have the lead. Why would we, you know, maybe if the game's been more normal and they had to drive for all their points, right? But they haven't. They've been scoring from anywhere on this field. So it's like, we're going to use every timeout, every play we possibly can to try to get this score even higher. They lead 28-20, by the way, with 17 seconds left in this first half. All right. Play has to happen here. Two left, two right. Quarterback shotgun. Ball hike. Quarterback keeps the ball. Goes up the field on the draw. He's able to get in front of some guys, and Hudson Hillgard pushes them out of bounds at the Eagles' 40-yard line. 9 seconds remain now in the half. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, their only goal here is to keep them out of the end zone. So that was a big gainer, but it shed 8 seconds off of the clock. Only nine remain.
And Hurley has the ball.
And that, he didn't even look for a receiver. He basically rushed. I think you know what? I think I know what they're doing. I mean, you'd have an all-star if you could have a quarterback that could whip it 60, but he's probably looking, I can get it 40 yards down the field, not 60. Here we go. Ball's taken. He's looking for his guy. Throws it deep to wide open. Oh, and he can't bring it in. The ball's barely overthrown. The safeties for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, they just did not turn their hips fast enough to chase that ball down, and the receivers were able to get behind them, but the ball was barely overthrown, and so it falls incomplete. And if it wasn't overthrown, that would have been six more points. Okay. 5 seconds remain with the score 28-20, North Stars. This will most likely, fingers crossed, most likely the last play of the half. Okay. Two left, two right for wide receivers, quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Deep safety for the Eagles. Here comes the pass rush. Deep pass. And it looks like it's going to be picked off. He's carrying it up. Are they going to call defensive pass interference? Because Hudson's carrying it down the field. Hey. And with that,
off the pass, there is a flag.
There's a flag play. So the refs were talking. Then I saw the refs call incomplete. So we're just waiting to see what the head ref, after he's conferring. I'll be honest, that pass interference is pretty weak. But, I mean, the ball was picked off by a different player, so the ball wasn't exactly in a catchable position for the receiver. But we'll see. They're talking. All four refs are convening right now. They said maybe it was the last play. Thought it would be. Pass interference on the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. That's going to move the ball all the way to, like, the 3-yard line. They're going to have one line. It's 0 seconds on the clock. 0 seconds on the clock. Actually, I don't know. Is pass interference the same rules as the NFL? Like, it's not. Is it the spot of the foul, or is it just yardage?
And they walked off 10.
Okay. So, just, you know, still learning, you know. Pass interference, the high school level, is a 10-yard penalty and automatic first down. So this isn't the worst thing of all time. It's not, instead of it being at like the 3-yard line, the ball will be placed at the 30-yard line because they were at the 40. 0 seconds remain on this clock, and I'm still at the edge of my seat thinking, like, this is the infinite half. It won't end. Two good teams right now playing it out. Hurley took one of their timeouts to extend that. Refs blew the whistle to say, hey, time. And here we go. All righty. Three wide receivers to the right, one left. Won't be surprised if Ty Hall has a chance at it. He's the only receiver on the left. Quarterback shotgun, ball hiked, looking for his guys. We have a pass rush. He throws it to Ty Hall, called it. Receiver turns around, and it's knocked down, incomplete, half over, and there we go. The score is 28-20 with the first half finally being done. North Stars hold on to their lead. Screaming Eagles, the away team, are showing they got some bite as the undefeated Hurley seem to have a couple struggles on their offense, with the exception of their absolute ability to just score on any play from anywhere on the field. All right, it is halftime here on Trail Mix 103.1. And with that, we're going to be heading into a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have our first half recap. Don't go anywhere.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, Jeff Haken and Roofing. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, JeffHakenenRoofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakenen Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as a Civic Media app, as I, Stephen Jelen, am bringing you the halftime recap here, as we are in Hurley, Wisconsin, up way up north, as the North Stars are hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Been a great game so far. It's been a great game so far. As the score is 28-20, North Stars in the lead, and Shawamigan Eagles will receive at half. So the Eagles have a chance to try to tie this game at the start of the halftime break. So this has been a game, this has been a tale of two offenses today. It's like, would I say the defenses are playing bad on either side? I think it's a case of their offenses are playing good. I wouldn't say, there are some times where you watch a team and their defense is gassed, or it's a bad personnel or size, and you're like, wow, the defense just doesn't have it today. I think the defenses on both sides, they're getting sacks, they're getting tackles for losses, but the offenses on both sides are just adjusting so well, playing so well. So I really think that this half for both teams are just playing so good. I mean, let's start with the home team here as they're doing their homecoming night. The Hurley North Stars, man, are they deadly from anywhere on the field. First play of the game was a 65-yard run from their quarterback down the sideline as a burner for a touchdown. And then, you know, then their next drive, they had to punt. And then their next drive, they didn't have one. It was a kick return for a touchdown, 80 yards. It was like, oh, my gosh. Then their next drive was an actual, like, we're like, oh, look, we get to actually see their offense. And they had good run plays, some good pass plays. And then their quarterback, Jack Rowe, who's been playing great today, was able to connect for a passing touchdown on a beautiful rainbow pass. And then their next drive, 84-yard run. It just was like, she's like, oh, they've had one successful drive in the first half. The rest were just, boom, we scored. And so, Hurley, you watch this team and you're just like, yep, I 100% believe they're 5-0. Like, I just 100% believe that they are 5-0. No question about it. They're showing you they're a deep team, they're a fast team, they're a strong team. Their quarterback can run, their quarterback can throw, their receivers can catch, their defense is big. It's like they are a great team. They really are. And they're in the lead, 28-20. They were able, their defense held up with the Schramming and Screaming Eagles were in the red zone, and there was a turnover on downs. If that didn't happen, the Eagles could potentially have 26 points, maybe even a tie game at 28. So, like I said, I don't think the defenses are playing bad tonight. I really don't. I just think their offenses are playing excellent. And with that, we can talk about the Eagles. The Eagles, it just seems like right now everything they're doing on offense is pretty much working. Their run game's doing well. They're having very little plays. Like, the few plays are like, he got sacked or was a tackle for loss, really have been off of a bad snap, where a snap went into the dirt or went over his head. Although, I laugh because the last touchdown that Hudson Hilgard had was a bad snap over his head, and he was able to bring it in and go score. So, it's like, it's kind of those minute things. Eagles have had more penalties than Hurley in the first half, so that's been kind of hurting them a little bit. But otherwise, their pass game has just been flourishing. Dalton Schmidt, Corbin Phelps has been a big part of that. And then Derek Bonga on that huge catch, it was like third and long, and then they launched it. He wasn't even guarded. And it was like, come on, Bonga, catch this, buddy. He was standing still like 40 yards down the field, 30 yards down the field, and caught it like it was a punt. Like, he's just waiting for the ball. The coach for Hurley had his arms out like, what was that? And so that was pretty fun to see. And so for the Eagles, it's like, man, they've had a lot of successful drives. And the connection from Hudson Hilgard to Dylan Eath for that first touchdown was great. The connection for the second touchdown between Hudson Hilgard and Corbin Phelps have just been, they've been electric in their pass game today. And I see no reason why they should change it. And it's not because the run game's been bad. They've had a rushing touchdown for Hudson as well. And they've been able to move the ball well tonight. And so that's your first half recap. We're going to go to another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have our keys to success in the second half. Don't go anywhere. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamming Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app, if you're listening there. We are currently in the halftime show, and we are excited to talk about the keys to success in the second half. For Hurley, we'll start with the home team, as it's their homecoming night. Their band's out there having fun, putting on a good show for the crowd. Keys to success for the North Stars going forward. They're in the lead, 28-20. Obviously, you want this. For the North Star, you need to set the pace early. I think that right now, if you can stop the Eagles on this first drive and get the ball back, 20, keep it 28-20 with your advantage, they can try to push it back into a two-score lead. Defensively, they're having a tough time getting a read. It seems like their initial game plan was bring pressure against Hudson Hilgard, but right now it's not getting there fast enough. So you kind of have two options. You have the fun option and the smart option. The fun option, well, let's do the smart option because I don't want the smart option. I want the fun option. The smart option is you stop bringing that blitzer and seeing if you can't play a little bit softer coverage, because as fun as Hudson Hilgard is and as good of a passer as I believe him to be, he does back up a lot. So his passes are just longer. They take a little bit longer to complete. So if you can have your corners cut routes, I think you have a legitimate chance to get some interceptions in the second half. And so the smart thing is back up a little bit with the intention to cut plays. So it's not back up and prevent big plays. It's back up so you can see and watch Hudson's eyes and try to cut the plays. We have drag routes, ins, and slants. You can cut those routes and try to pick them off. And you have the lead. So it's like you're not down by 30. You don't want to keep giving up touchdowns, right? I think that'll be a big key to success here in the second half for the North Stars. If they can begin to be a little aggressive on defense with cutting routes, I think it'll pay off for them. The fun option they have is, well, if we're blitzing one, let's blitz two. Let's blitz three. Like, see if you can't disrupt Hudson's timing significantly by just sending the house. Now, that might work once or twice, but you never know. If you get a big hit and rattle a kid, right? I'm not hurt. That stuff is never good. And Hurley is a very well-coached team. You can see that, so I would never expect that. But, you know, getting tackled by big guys, it can rattle you, and that's football, right? So I think that those are two options that you have going forward. For the Screaming Eagles, your success in the second half, stop giving up big plays and force Hurley to drive the ball down the field. A kickoff return, a quarterback sneak for 65 yards, a running back. Well, no, that was another quarterback sneak for 84 yards. Like, those are huge plays. That's three touchdowns, and I believe they converted on two of the two-point conversions. Yeah, and they give up three of their four touchdowns were one-play scores, just a boom, boom, and boom. So it's pretty obvious what your key to success is if you're the Schwamann Screaming Eagles. Stop giving up big plays. And so there's a myriad of factors for that. So it's like it's not necessarily play deeper and, like, prevent it. It's tackling. It's the first guy that gets to the ball runner has to win first contact. We've talked about first contact before. First contact is when the defender and the ball carrier meet for the first time. And it's like who wins that battle determines if it's a tackle or if there's yardage gained. So right now, if you're just talking about per capita of plays, Shawamigan's been winning on the first contact, except for three plays, which ended up going 65, 80 yards, and 84 yards. So that's killer. So for Screaming Eagles, it's pretty plain and simple. Your game plan's working on offense. Your defense has done a good job of keeping Hurley from just absolutely extending the score here, with the exception of three big plays. And so with that, that's the keys to success in the second half. We're going to be moving into our last commercial break here in the halftime show. And when we come back, the second half starts. The score is 28-20. North Stars are leading against the Eagles. We'll see you when you get back here on Trail Mix 103.1. Don't go anywhere.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes,
All of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1, as well as the Civic Media app. I'm Stephen Jetlin, bringing you tonight's game between the Hurley North Stars and the Saramic and Screaming Eagles. It is in North Star territory as we're way up here in Hurley. So far, North Stars are defending their field as they lead 28-20 at halftime. The Eagles have played a great half, though, to stay close. And for those that aren't sure, just tune in for football. Hurley is 5-0, and the Suwamig and Screaming Eagles are 3-2. So we have two teams here, one trying to defend their undefeated streak, and the Screaming Eagles trying to stay above 500. We've got some important implications going into this game. For the Eagles, you're thinking, man, you know, 5-0 team, you might get punched in the mouth, but they have remained scrappy. They've remained in the game. They were in the red zone to potentially tie this game, and they had a turnover on down. So, like, they're on the precipice of having a game tied, and they get the ball at half, like, once the third quarter starts here in a couple minutes. It says on the official clock, it says a minute and 40 seconds left until the third quarter. So if they can score right away, get the two-point conversion, all of a sudden the score is 28-20, or 8, like, tied, and you're thinking, man, you're going to steal one here in Hurley. And for those just curious, looking over the schedule going forward for the Suwamig and Screaming Eagles, next week is homecoming for the Suwamig and Screaming Eagles as they host South Shore Friday, October 11th. And then Hurley on that same day will be in Phillips playing against the Loggers. And then October 19th, I know homecoming is for Suwamigan is October 11th, and that's honestly it's a ton of fun. The one that I'm circling on the calendar is Saturday, okay, not Friday Night Lights, Saturday, October 19th, Phillips will be at Suwamigan. Big game, rival game, right? And if Suwamigan can steal a win here on the road at Hurley against an undefeated team, and if they beat South Shore on their homecoming, they're going to be looking 5-2 going against their rival in Phillips to try to bake it to 6-2. That would be such a statement of a game after a kind of a rocky start initially for the Suwamig and Screaming Eagles football club. Now, That's fun talk. But here's the thing. Hurley, they're 5-0 for a reason. Games are won in the second half. Let's see how good they can finish off this game. They're in the lead. They have the advantage. See what they can do. All right. Third quarter is getting ready to be on its way here as Suwamig and Screaming Eagles have entered the field in their receiving positions. Coach, the special teams coach, is currently speaking with his boys, getting ready to kick off. Okay. Just waiting right now for the ref to hand the ball off to the kicker. Once he's set, they'll get the whistle, and we'll be ready to go. I'll go ahead and turn my crowd noise back on here.
Ready.
There we go. And then we will see what we got here. waiting for the whistle. If you're just joining us, the third quarter is about to start, 28-20. Eagles are behind, but they're receiving the ball. Here we go. And boom, kick low. It bounces off the face mask of Dalton Schmidt, but he picks it up and takes it down the sideline, gets to the 15-yard line. Does he break the plane into enemy territory? He doesn't. They're going to be on like the 49.5-yard line on the Eagles' side of the field. The score is 28-20. North Star is in the league. Eagles got the ball with 11 minutes and 54 seconds left in this third quarter. Let's see if the Eagles can bring this back to an even game state. They are trailing by one score. Wide receiver left. Tight end will also be on the, or sorry, wide receiver right. Tight end will also be on the right side. Oh, they're bringing Dalton back on the left side. Okay. Five linemen, wide receiver right, quarterback shotgun. Ball hike. Handoff on a sweep right to Corbin Phelps, who carries it up the field for a short gain. It's a fumble recovery. It was a strip. What a great play by the North Stars. I didn't even see that. As number five, Devin Soltis just absolutely took it out of Corbin Phelps' hands while he was being tackled. What a play! And just like that, we have a flipped field position. As it's now Hurley's ball. I mean, what did I say? The key to success for the North Stars was to stop the Eagles' first drive, because they haven't really, they had the one turnover on downs. Otherwise, the Eagles have been scoring on almost on every drive except for one, and bam, just like that, a turnover completely resets how this half can start. As instead of a potential tie game, we're looking at a potential way to push this back into a two-score lead. All right, North Stars with the ball now at midfield. No receivers, quarterback shotgun. Ball is direct snap to the running back on the right side of the sweep. He's tackled for a short gain, second down and nine. Oh, wow. That is not good for the Eagles there, as Corbin Phelps got about a 5-6 yard gain, or what looked like it, but he literally just got the ball ripped out of his hands. Like, it just, that plain and simple. Wasn't a hit, wasn't like a hit his funny bone or whatever it was. It was as he was getting tackled, Soltis, Devin, was able to recognize that it was in a very vulnerable position and just reached out, grabbed the ball. It was his now. All right. Second and eight, 49-yard line. Ball hike right to Soltis, who runs up the field for about a 6 to 7 yard gain. So we're looking at about a third and two now at the 43-yard line. See if we can't get a stop here for the Screaming Eagles. Now that they're on the Eagles' side of the field, I imagine Hurley might go for it if they don't get the first down here. You still got a half to play. You know, let's play aggressive. Let's see if they can't bring the pressure. Third short. No receivers. All on the line. Shotgun. Ball hiked. Quarterback straight. Hold. Keeps it. That's going to be short. Just barely. Oh, nope. The ref is saying it's a first down. Yep. He barely got it. That was a good effort by the running back on the direct snap. He kept the ball, went straight up the gut, and he got it right to the line of game. So that was a good, powerful run there to get that first down. All right. The ball is at the 40-yard line of the Eagles, first and 10, with 9 minutes. And 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Three wide receivers left, one right. Shotgun. Ball hiked. Looks left to a screen pass. Is able to beat one defender. As he carries up the field, makes another. Gets pushed out of bounds for about a 5-yard gain. The Eagles got in the backfield right away, but the receiver made a great play of batting him away. And then carrying it up the field for a nice 5-yard gain, second and five. Ball will be placed at the 35-yard line. The Eagles' 35-yard line. All right. No receiver set. Shotgun with a running back in the backfield. Ball hiked as he direct snaps the quarterback, and he goes straight left. I just realized that that's an oxymoron, as I just stated that it got directly snapped to the quarterback, and everyone can collectively say, duh. They've done so many direct snaps to their running back, so when it actually goes to the quarterback, I call it different. I call it as if it was something special. 4 yard gain, 3rd and 1 at the 31-yard line. Oh, man. I feel like if you listen to me, you're going to hear me say one or two just dumb things, and that's number one, or maybe two. I can't remember. All right, no receivers. One running back, shotgun. Ball hike to the running back. He goes right on the sweep. He gets tackled, and we'll see where they put forward progress. It looks like it's going to be enough. Looks like it's going to be enough. Let's see. We're waiting for the official mark for the ref, and they're discussing it right now.
Hey, what's that?
They're looking close, and they're asking for a measurement. It's going to be 4th and inches, if not a first down. They're saying first down. All right.
And first down for Hurley.
First down on another run of the ball. 8 minutes now in this first quarter. Third quarter. Did I say first? There's number two. 8 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Score is 28-20. North Star is in the lead with the ball at the Eagles' 30-yard line. No receivers. One running back. Shotgun. North Stars. Ball is hiked right to the running back. Then it's handed off to number 22 on the left side. Gets very little gain as Wyatt Hall, Jr., carries the ball forward for about a yard. 2nd and 9.
Gain of 1 breaks up 2nd down and 9.
All right, 2nd and 9. See what Hurley has cooked up here. The 7 minutes are about to happen here in the third quarter. Eagles doing a good job of not giving up the big plays this drive, but the North Stars are doing a great job of getting positive yards on every play as they've had a couple of conversions of first down. No receivers, one running back, shotgun. Direct snap to the running back. He runs to the right, gets hit as he drives the ball up the field just a tad. Soltis is a great runner. You can just tell he's got it. He commits. Once he sees his lane and the hole, he commits to it hard. And when he hits that first guy, he takes him to the ground and gets that added yard. So it's officially going to be about a 4 yard gain through contact, and that'll put the ball at the 25-yard line. 3rd down and 5. With 6 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter, score 28-20, North Stars with the lead and the ball. No receivers, one running back, shotgun. Hike to the running back on a sweep right, able to get past a couple of defenders. He's going to be a first down as he's taken out of bounds. Good run. That'll move the chains. And that'll officially be about a 9-yard gain, and the ball will be placed just around the 15-yard line as they have now entered the red zone.
Good for a first down.
Early, just committing to their run game. This is one of the worries for the Schwamming Screaming Eagles is their run defense is probably the weakest part of their defensive scheme. But in open space, they're good at tackling. So if they can just get to the ball runner before he can start making moves, they'll bring him down. Ball hike. Blitz is coming in. Throws the ball up while he's hit. And it's going to be caught for a touchdown in the corner of the end zone. Great catch by number 22. That's Wyatt Hall. The quarterback threw the ball while getting hit and put the ball in the corner of the end zone, and the receiver was able to jump up and get the ball. What a play. What a catch. What a touchdown, 34-20. Although we have a flag on the play, it will be most likely declined. Yeah, I don't see the offense moving back. I only see it moving to the two-point conversion. So, potential roughing the passer. Just waiting on the refs to communicate with the coach. Just waiting on the last. Yep, they're going to decline the penalty, and so it will stand. They have scored, and it's now 34-20, and they're getting ready to go for two. They've had two successful two-point conversions tonight. See if they can't make a third one. They're 2-2 for two-point conversions. Not 2-4-2, 2-2. Ball hiked right to Soltis, and he goes right around the corner to the pylon in the end zone. 36-20, and the North Stars answer very quickly and resoundingly, saying, hey, you ain't going to tie this game. And they are now ahead. 16 points. It is now 36-20. Eagles get the ball back. Just got to put that turnover behind you. Corbin Phelps had a good run, and he got the ball stolen away. So just in your mind, you just got to tuck that ball, two hands, go to the ground, and keep the ball in play. Let's see what they got going forward. Eagles are in their kickoff return formation. And Hurley getting ready on special teams. That was good adjustments by the Hurley North Stars coming and pounding the football down the field. I loved the blitz. It's one of the things where you blitz great. The quarterback threw the ball off his back foot, falling backwards. He basically just put the ball in a spot, and his receiver was able to go up and make a great play, right? And it's just like, dang, you see that, and you can't help but just be like, mad respect. So great, great pass, great throw, but I don't even necessarily think it was bad defense, to be honest. I just think, like I said, I don't think tonight there's been bad defense. I think it's just been really great offense. Okay, getting ready to kick the ball. I don't know why they're kicking the ball at the – oh, I see what they're doing. It's going to be a touchback. So, I'll have to review if that was a mistake that just happened or if they – because it was kicked off at the 45-yard line of the Eagles' territory, which means it was 15 yards past the regular kicking point, which means that the penalty that happened on the scoring play was decided to be upheld on the kickoff. Never heard of that. So, I apologize if that is in the rules. I don't know. If it is, awesome. I learned something new. Either way, it was a touchback as the ball went out the back of the end zone. And so the ball will be fielded at the Eagles' 20-yard line. 5 minutes and 10 seconds now in the third quarter. The score is 36-20. Eagles down by 16. Receiver left, running back in motion left. Ball hiked Hudson going right. Has to beat a guy. Spin move. Beats the guy. Getting carried forward. Gets a first down on about a 12-yard gain. And it felt like he had someone draped on him the entire run forward. Good play. Powerful run. First down. Hudson Hilgard carrying that ball 12 yards forward to the 32-yard line, first and 10. That was good. They like that motion left, run right. I don't like it. I think Hudson's super good at following blockers, but I'm also not that smart of a guy when it comes to football schemes. I'm just an armchair guy. All right. Ball hiked. Hudson looking for his receiver. Goes back. Keep going back. Danson, he's going to be sacked for a huge loss. And see, that kills you. A lot of Danson. The North Stars just blew up that play. And instead of Hutson being able to, basically what you want to do, quarterback, is you take your drop, three step, five step, whatever step it is, and you want to plant your back foot, and then you make the decision to keep your feet, roll left, roll right, or climb the pocket. And basically he took his drop and just had to keep dropping because how fast they got back there. So it is second and 25 now at the 17-yard line. Four wide receiver sets, three on the left, one on the right. Ball hiked, blitz. Hutson going right, has to beat these blockers, decides to keep the ball. He's going up the field. He's able to get all the way past the original line of scrimmage and carries it all the way up. So now it's going to be third and one. Well, that broken play turned into something spectacular. As now it's going to be third and one. They're going to say third and three. He stepped out of bounds. Either way, third and three is much more manageable than what second and 25 was. So that was a gift. So there's 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Eagles still trail by 16. Two receivers left, two right. Let's see if the North Stars blitz again. Shotgun. Ball hiked. No blitzing. Hutson keeps, goes right, gets the first down, cuts it inside, falls to the dirt. First down. Good play. So that was a bad situation, and you got out of it with flying colors. The ball is now advancing past up the field, and they're now at their own 48-yard line, first and 10. All right. See what offense they have here. Looks like they're going to be in their base package of one wide receiver, and one running back shotgun. Dylan Heath will be lined up left. Ball hike. Here comes the blitz. Hutson keeps on a fake handoff as he sweeps left. He's going to be taken to the ground after about a 2-yard gain. Second and 8. Right now, it looks like the Eagles have kind of reverted. So Hutson Hillgart, this offense runs through him. I know you got Dalton Schmidt. I know you got Derek Bonga. I know you got Corbin Phelps, Dylan Heath, a lot of these role players. But really, this offense lives and breathes and dies with him. And so right now, the last few plays have been him keeping the ball. And it's been advancing the ball so far. But at some point, you do want him to extend the field with his arm or hand the ball off. And so here we go. Another three wide receivers left, one right. Shotgun. No blitzers. Man has a good pocket. Rolls it out to the right. He's got time. Looking. Throws the ball over the field to an open Corbin Phelps, who keeps it, goes up the line, and goes out of bounds near the 25-yard line. Great play by Hutson Hillgart. He had a clean pocket. Then when it started to collapse, he rolled out to the right, was able to be relaxed, find his guy. Corbin Phelps was guarded, but what happened was the cornerback lost where he was, so Corbin stepped back a couple yards, and then Hutson was able to hit him in a zone coverage for a big gain. And so now that pass of about 26 yards will be moved all the way down to the 24-yard line. Hurley, North Stars just called timeout. Oh, no. Did they? Nope. I don't think there was. All right. Two wide receivers right, two left. Shotgun. Minute 20 left here in the third. Ball hike, cuts and keeps it, goes left. He's going to go up the field here, sheds a tackle, he gets swallowed up by a couple guys here. Taken down for about a 6 to 7 yard gain, it looks like. Good gainer there. Now it's second down and about four. Schwamigan is down 16 points here. It's 36-20 with a minute left in the third quarter. As they got the ball at half and fumbled it, I don't even know if you call it a fumble. The ball was stripped away by Hurley. Great tackle and strip. And they scored, so Eagles trying to bring this back within one score here tonight. Two left, two right for wide receivers, shotgun. Ball hike, three-man pressure. Hudson keeping it, looking for his guy, throws it. It's a complete pass to Corbin Phelps, and he's going to go inside the 10, and we have a flag, and it looks like it might be a late hit on the quarterback as he's slow to get up. He's on his feet, like Hudson got up. It just took a little minute. Wow, Screaming Eagles, their pass game is being efficient right now. Hudson went back, had all day to throw, and Corbin, who was double covered, was able to beat that on the drag route across the field, got the completion, dragged it all the way down the field inside the 5, and they got the penalty. So, the ball will be officially placed what looks to be the 4-yard line. Okay. Maybe the 3, but either way. One receiver right, one running back, shotgun. Can they get inside? Ball is hiked, handoff to Bonga up the middle. He just carries forward the pile, pumping his legs, gets in the end zone. That's why you have a big guy in the backfield to get those touchdowns in those short yards positions. Powerful football. Love to see it. Score is now 26-36 as Schwamigan is bringing this game back into one score. They got to get the 2-point conversion, though. They still got to get it. 18 seconds remain in the third quarter. All right. Good, powerful run. He got that ball, and then first contact happened, and then what does Derek do? He pumps those legs, and he just pushes the pile forward for a touchdown. Love it. I might just do it again for the 2-point conversion. Receiver left, shotgun. Ball kind of fumbled by Hudson Hilgard, dancing around. Can't get forward. It's no good. Dang it. It's going to be a 10-point deficit now. Still a 2-score deficit. The score is 36-26, and the North Stars will have the ball back. Oh, man, this has been a good third quarter. Eagles showing that they can drive. This whole season, the Eagles' offense has been so high-powered. It just has. They have so many playmakers on their offense. And if Hudson's got the time to throw, if they've got the space to run, Corbin's running sharp routes, Dalton's an all-star, Derek Bong is a big guy. Like, they got talent. Dylan Heath is a talented receiver. He's been making catches all year. Like, even players like Sean Morgan, as well as Bogard, Seabury, like they get their guys in there. And so it's good to see that the Eagles, although I stand by that Hudson Hilgard is the engine for this team, it's not just only running through him. And when they had initially done like 4 run plays with him to get half field, it was like, it can't just be him. And sure enough, bam, Corbin Phelps a couple times, Bonga got in there. And boom, score. All right. Onside kick doesn't really do much. Goes to the 39-yard line as the North Stars aren't trying to be fancy. They get the ball and just fall down. And so that was a good play by the special teams of the North Stars because if there's an onside kick, it was like a squib onside kick. Like it went 20 yards, right? So it's not like it was a perfect, at the 50-yard line. But either way, you don't want to give over a silly turnover if you're the North Stars. You're in control. You're up 10 points. Like, so even if you punt, turnover here, it's still a 2-score game, which is exactly what the North Stars want, okay? They have a 2-score game. They have tempo. They can run the ball. They can push this game further and condense the amount of time the Eagles have to make a comeback. No receivers. Direct snap to the running back who goes up the middle. It's tackled for about a 5-yard gain, give or take a little, depending on where the ref puts it. And so with that, that should close out our third quarter. 5-4-3-2-1. That's a 0. Third quarter is in the books. North Stars lead the Screaming Eagles 36-26. We're going to take a commercial break here on Trail Mix 103.1. And when we come back, we have fourth quarter football. Don't go anywhere.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliances.